So ideas of a hybrid warehousing. The need of the hour is to have a flexibility in the warehousing operations. So to bring in flexibility, retailers partners with third-party logistics companies to store inventory and ship orders directly to the end customers, adding a hybrid layer to traditional warehousing operation. So in the traditional warehousing operations, the company used to either have its own warehouses or their distributors used to put up the warehouse. Now they are using third-party logistic companies to actually house the material, and the third-party logistics actually handles the logistics part. That means they only generate the invoice, and based on the invoice, the third-party logistics partner will ship out the material. The practice is blurring the difference and bringing in flexibility, like having a section for retail deliveries at the distribution center instead of only delivery to regional warehouses. Drop shipping, where a retailer never takes possession of stock but pays a manufacturer to send item directly to the customer, can also have a hybrid flavor. So here, a retailer does not actually receive the material. He only receives a commission for the sales he generates. So he basically takes the order and he passes the order to the manufacturer, and the manufacturer directly delivers the material to the customer, and the retailer collects a commission on the sale that he has generated. So this can have a hybrid flavor. When a retailer chooses to stock a small number of popular items to offer to premium shipping options, and this you have seen even with the e-commerce companies. So in e-commerce also, the people like Amazon and Flipkart, they do not stock all the material. They stock only certain prime material like mobile phones, etc., which are serviced directly by them. The remaining items, they only accept the order, and the materials are directly supplied through the shipping partners or the logistics partner of the e-commerce company. So some big box stores have converted unused space to dropship locations, also what we call as the dark warehouses. So these are examples of the hybrid warehouse, where the inventory management function is carried, receiving and put away, Wi-Fi barcode systems, the location management, the picking, and the delivery. These are, I mean, you don't require a retail store, etc. This is simply a warehouse. You accept the orders online and you are delivering the material without really investing in expensive retail stores, etc. Third-party logistics. So third-party logistics, or 3PL, is where distribution and warehousing or other activities outsourced to a third party. And these services help business reach more customers or operate more efficiently without incurring the cost of infrastructure development. So we have been dealing through third party logistics partner. You basically lease a certain amount of space, and the third party logistics takes care of receiving your material, stacking your material, even carrying out certain inspection or drawing of samples, etc., for testing purpose. And when you want to ship out the material, you generate the invoice and you send the invoice to the third party partner, the logistics partner, and they will arrange for the logistics. They will hand over the material to the nominated carrier and the job is done. So this is a very, very effective form of logistics that is in vogue today. Businesses can outsource an entire logistics process or select operations. So what we used to do is products which we were getting imported, etc., we were handling it through third-party logistics. Products which were manufactured locally were directly handled from the manufacturing warehouse. So this is how third-party logistics was being used very effectively and we were saving on the logistics cost by not bringing it to the manufacturing warehouse, which was a little far away from the city. So the key success with 3PL is to connect all sites, including the manufacturer, with 3PL to operate as a cohesive supply chain. More e-commerce means that returns, also known as the reverse supply chain, represents a growing drain on the profits. This is a new trend started by e-commerce. In the traditional business, you did not have much material being returned to the seller. But with e-commerce, you find that many people are in the habit of buying the product and returning it because simply they don't like it, or the product is not as per their expectations. So using a 3PL for return can reduce the cost due to economies of scale and process turn tuned to the execute the return as inexpensive and inefficiently. So even in terms of refurbishing the item, repacking the item, and reselling the item, doing it through a 3PL makes more sense. Small and medium-sized businesses do not have funds for the equipment, special software, or warehouse design. Hence, outsource to 3PL or third-party logistics companies. Because if you have to put up a warehouse, you have to put, you know, the racking systems, you need material handling systems. You don't have to get into all those hassles. If you, engage a 3PL, they have all the infrastructure and they will charge you only for the services that they offer. The mechanism behind 3PL is all about advanced technology and systems resulting in improved visibility and control over the supply chain. So it enables businesses focus on core competencies while leveraging 3PL experience. And here we have given various examples of the various examples of the first party logistics, where a farmer directly ships the material to a grocery store or to a market. In the second party logistics, the courier delivers fruits from farm to the grocery store. In third party logistics, the logistics company with a fleet of trucks, etc., will pack the fruits, etc., transport them from the farm to the grocery store. And that is the 3PL. And now you also have the 4PL. So the logistic company strategically oversees a 3PL on behalf of the farmer to pack and transport fruits to the grocery store. Omnichannel sales. So it offers multiple channels to the customer for buying of goods. So traditionally, you had many companies which sold the goods only through a retail network. Today, there are companies which will sell the goods through retail network, through e-commerce platform, and they too have a e-commerce portal of their own, so you can directly buy it from them. So they have physical store, social media, specific apps. And when I say social media, means there are a lot of people today who advertise on Facebook, on Instagram, etc. So you can even click on the site and order the material directly from the company instead of buying it from a e-commerce company like Amazon or Flipkart. Specific apps. So companies are also signing into specific apps which allow them to directly interact with the customer. So if you go on the net and if you look for company site, you can actually go and buy the products of the company from those sites. This also covers activities like returns, after sales service, deliveries, and much more. So in reality, omni-channel inventory and control requires coordination among the store, distribution center, e-commerce operations to reconcile physical and online inventory and ensure price and discount parity. Because there can be conflict. You have different pricing for the retail network and a different pricing for the e-commerce operations. And if the e-commerce operations are offering a lower price, obviously there is a conflict with the retail network. To succeed, omni-channel services necessitate a highly connected system, that is vendor, manufacturer, transporter, retailer, everyone must be connected and communicating to deliver the omnichannel experience. To strategize this approach, omnichannel inventory management is practiced wherein a robust and well-maintained WMS is provided that allows retailers to avoid stockouts, back orders, and unhappy customers, resulting in better revenue. So you need to ensure availability of the product through all the channels in such a scenario. Omnichannel customer service ensures customers have current information available. So always the latest offering, the latest product information is available, on the net or on the social media or on the portal. Omnichannel customer service goes beyond communicating via whatever means customer prefer. It gives customer access to supply chain warehouse and distribution data, so they are truly informed. So some new concept and practices in inventory management. So there are three trends in managing inventory to enhance businesses, and they are not new, but market conditions, competitors, and customer demands have forced companies to review the old concepts and adopt them successfully with technology support. So real-time inventory visibility, which we all know, which can be measured and can be improved, and hence an absolute necessity to have a real-time visibility. So this is one of the must concepts any given point of time. And the beauty is, you can access this kind of a data through multiple devices, either through a laptop or through a mobile device, etc. So the information, up-to-date, latest information, real-time information is available all the time. Vendor managed inventory. So here the vendor is holding an inventory as per a pre-agreed agreement. A concept as late of the late 1990s did not pick up due to transparency issues, but with technology and access to systems and data, this concept can relieve a buyer to a large extent. So what happens is, instead of the buyer holding the inventory, the vendor is managing the inventory, and this inventory is available at short notice. So you can ensure, even if the product has a longer production cycle, you can still get at least a part of the inventory at very, very short notice. Investing in inventory managers. So while AI is likely to replace humans, replacing the inventory manager is not possible at the moment, due to the ever-changing market conditions, because the human intervention and intelligence is still required to take decisions. A business needs an inventory manager, and a good one. Real-time inventory visibility. So the single point that has harmed the supply chain more in the past few years is lack of transparency. Digitalizing the supply chain and implementing new technology provides easier access to vital information to ensure an efficient and dependable supply chain. And accuracy of the information will ensure efficiency and dependability. The integration of advanced technologies such as RFID and IoT, that is Internet of Things, helps businesses monitor inventory levels in real time, because it's much easier if you have to scan RFID or barcodes or any of these technologies. Flawlessly, you can capture information in the shortest possible time. So they help the business monitor inventory levels in real time and respond quickly to changing customer demands, enhancing the customer experience. Benefit of real-time inventory visibility are operational efficiency. You increase the operational efficiency, accurate forecasting, increased inventory control, supply chain transparency, optimal inventory levels, smart resource allocation, increased demand fulfillment, customer satisfaction, and increased return on investments. Coming to the vendor managed inventory, vendor managed inventory is a collaborative relationship between a buyer and a supplier to optimize the supply chain and inventory levels for better efficiency and cost saving. The supplier is authorized to manage inventories of agreed SKUs at the customer's store. The supplier monitors the inventory and reorder products as necessary, ensuring the buyer never runs out of stock while creating a sense of belonging. So this kind of arrangement heavily depends on trust and transparency. Specifically in the fast-moving consumer goods, which is the FMCG sector, inventory turnover ratio needs to be very high in order to be able to compete in the global market. So vendor-managed inventory is used to cut inventory-related costs and keep the inventory levels low. You must have seen that in FMCG sector, many a times you see that it is marketed by the FMCG company but manufactured by some small manufacturer in Ankleshwar or in Vapi or some such place. So vendor-managed inventory helps organizations to reduce the inventory associated cost by shifting the responsibility of managing and replenishing inventory to the vendors. So the benefit of the vendor managed inventory includes improving the pricing, reduced ordering cost, and improved service level and faster reaction to changes in the customer demand. And the example is here. So you have the required parts, and the required parts are acquired and they are scanned. So whenever there is a receipt, the minimum supply is reached, the order is auto-generated, part order is processed, and required parts are shipped out, and again it is replenished with the distribution center or the retail. Sustainable and resilience green supply chains. An increasing number of consumers have prioritized sustainability as something they value in the brands they support. You know, this is the new mantra where we are talking of sustainability and carbon footprint. So this is something that they value in the brands they support. Companies focus on recycling, build an eco-friendly warehouse, commit to using sustainable material, and use technology to enhance their supply chain initiatives towards a green supply chain. Review power and transportation consumption, use software to improve forecasting accuracy, reduce the rushed orders by ordering accuracy. So this is how you are reducing the impact on the environment. The other parts are, even as part of the green supply chain, a lot of companies are going in for recycled goods, etc. As far as garments are concerned, apparels are concerned, some of the global brands are making it compulsory to use 20% of recycled fiber in the fabric which is used in their apparel. So you can imagine how supply chains are changing, where they insist on recycling as one of the component of the inputs or the raw material which goes into the product. Enhance ordering, improve utilization of transport from supplier as they combine orders. So you utilize the transportation or logistics facilities to the fullest. Use of insulated doors, LEDs for power saving, for illumination, etc. Recycling, we already saw that in terms of the apparels and garments. Explore alternative packaging. We have seen also a lot of people who have stopped giving secondary packaging. Even in e-commerce, they give you the box packaging with minimal wrapping or packaging on top to reduce the environmental impact. Add electric vehicles into the fleet. So the fleet which is used for delivery, they are using electric vehicles in place of internal combustion engines. Decentralized supply chains reduce transportation as products are sourced and delivered from closer location. The circular supply chain helps with sustainability and savings. A circular supply chain is where raw material and discarded products are recycled and reused. The example we saw in the case of apparels. Circular supply chains are here to stay and will only grow as the raw material prices increase. Companies break down their finished product and return them to their raw material form to reuse or recycle. They have initiated support to their customers to extend their product's life, that is, offer product repair kit and service and or incentive on purchase of new part for old or a removed part, returned, and offer options for refurbished parts at a discounted price. So all these are basically reuse, recycle, repurpose the materials. So coming to the summary, the new trends for inventory management will keep changing as technology changes. Availability of 5G networks across the country will further enhance the Internet of Things, AI, that is artificial intelligence and machine learning, because of the faster speeds in communication and other related technologies. As AI, ML and automation keeps improving, it is imperative that businesses need to look at the best suited inventory managers for their businesses and train and retain them to cope with the ever-changing and challenging supply chains of the future. Thank you.